Title: Soul Pride Session. Amen Variation Modulate in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. This is an intermediate Soul Pride session focused on building a DJ tool style Amen system in Ableton Live 12, so you can modulate variations live while you're mixing drum and bass. The vibe here is classic funk and soul energy, but controlled like modern DNB. Tight drops, hype fills, quick switch-ups, and that feeling that the break is an instrument you can actually play. By the end, you'll have one properly warped and sliced Amen, a bank of variation clips you can launch like DJ loops, and a performance rack full of macros for rolls, filters, crunch, punch, width, and quick reverb throws. And optionally, you'll resample your best moments into instant fill clips you can trigger anytime. Let's build it. First, set your session defaults for DNB. Set the tempo to the 170 to 175 range. I like 174 as a starting point. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That's the key for DJ tight launching. Later, once you're comfortable, you can drop it to quarter note quantization for more frantic, twitchy edits. But start with 1 bar so everything lands clean and musical. Now import your Amen and warp it properly. Drag the Amen break onto an audio track. Click the clip so you're in clip view, and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transient. And here's an important one. Set transient loop mode to off. The reason is we're going to do our rolls and stutters with devices like beat repeat, not by forcing the warp engine to do weird looping artifacts. Now make sure the downbeat is actually correct. If the first kick isn't truly on bar 1, beat 1, everything you do later will feel kind of drunk, not in a good way. So if the clip is slightly off, find the real downbeat, right-click, and choose warp from here, straight. Then set the loop length. Classic Amen is often 2 bars, so go 2 bars if you want that full phrase. You can also do 1 bar for tighter DJ looping, but 2 bars gives you more personality. Quick checkpoint. Press play with the metronome on. The kick and snare should lock to the grid without flamming, but it should still feel like an Amen, not like a dead robot loop. Next, we slice it to a drum rack. This is where it becomes playable. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Choose 1 slice per transient, and use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack, where each hit of the Amen is sitting on its own pad. This is huge for variation design, because now you can rearrange, re-velocity, and regroove the break without destroying the original audio. Teacher tip. Identify your hero slices. Usually that's the main kick, the main snare, and a couple of ghost snares or hats that define the groove. Later, you can process those pads slightly differently, or adjust their gain and decay so your variations stay consistent. Now we build the core of the DJ tool, the Amen Modulate Effect Rack. On the drum rack track, after the rack, drop an Audino Effect Rack. We're going to create 3 chains. Clean, roll or stutter, and dark crunch. Chain 1 is clean. This is your baseline. It should sound good, hit hard, and be the safest thing to mix with. At EQ 8, high pass around 30Hz to clear useless sub rumble. If it feels boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400. Then add glue compressor. Think cohesion, not destruction. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. And set threshold so your gain may be 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Chain 2 is roll and stutter. Add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar so it's phrase friendly. Grid is going to be one of our main macros, starting around an 8th note. Chance should be macro controlled, because you don't want stutters constantly. Variation around 10 to 20 gives it movement. Turn on beat repeats filter, and set it somewhere around 6 to 10k for that classic crunchy, repeat tone that doesn't explode your low end. After that, add auto filter. Use LP24 mode. We'll map cutoff and drive so you can sweep and push into builds and transitions. Chain 3 is dark crunch. Add saturator, set it to soft clip. Drive anywhere from 3 to 10 dB depending on taste, and then compensate output so it stays level. Then add drum bus. Drive and crunch here are your DNB attitude knobs, but keep an eye on low-end buildup. Boom can be cool, but it can also wreck your subspace fast, so keep it controlled. Optionally, add redux very subtly for texture. Just a light touch. If you go too far, you lose the Amen identity and it turns into noise. Now level match your chains. Set clean as your baseline at 0. Make roll chain slightly quieter, maybe -1 to -3 dB. And crunch also slightly quieter, maybe -1 to -4. The goal is, when you switch intensity, it feels like a musical decision, not like your track suddenly jumped in volume. Now map your macros. You can do 8, but even 4 is workable. Here's a strong 8 macro layout. Macro 1. Roll amount. Map to beat repeat chance and gate. This is your how much are we stuttering knob. Macro 2. Roll speed. Map to beat repeat grid. This is the from chill to machine gun control. Macro 3. Filter sweep. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 4. Filter drive. Map to auto filter drive. Macro 5. Crunch. Map to saturator drive and drum bus crunch. Macro 6. Punch. Map to drum bus drive in a small, safe range. Macro 7. Width. Add a utility at the end of the rack and map width. But be careful, wide breaks can mess up club translation. Use width mostly on fills or tops. Macro 8. Verb throw. Add a short reverb, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and map dry wet. Also filter the reverb. Low cut around 300, high cut around 6 to 8k. So it's a throw, not a wash. Important coaching note, set sensible macro ranges. In DNB, 2 wide plus 2 wet plus 2 distorted turns into mush immediately. Your macros should feel powerful, but never dangerous. Optional but really useful. Add one more macro conceptually called scene intensity. Even if you keep 8 macros, you can build a macro variation in Live 12 that acts like a moment switcher. It slightly increases beat repeat chance, nudges saturation, opens the filter a bit, and adds maybe 1 dB of gain. Carefully range limited. That gives you a single hype tap for transitions. Now we create variation clips. This is where the system becomes playable. You'll make 4 to 8 MIDI clips, each representing a different behavior you can launch. Variation 1. Straight Amen Foundation. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip that plays the slices in the original order, or close to it. Keep it clean. This is your mixing anchor. Variation 2. The Soul Pride Push. Duplicate the first clip. Then add extra ghost snares leading into the main snare. Keep those ghosts at lower velocity, around 30 to 60. This is where the groove starts to roll forward like jungle. Variation 3. Stutter Fill. Program mostly normal groove, but at the end of the phrase, last half bar, do repeated snare slices. Use shorter note lengths so it feels tight and percussive, not like overlapping mush. Variation 4. Reverse teaser. Pick one or two slices, usually a snare tail or crashy moment. You can consolidate and reverse as audio, or put that slice into simpler and enable reverse. Trigger it in the last quarter bar before a drop. This is one of those tiny moves that makes people look up instantly. Variation 5. Halftime insert. Inside a 2-bar clip, write one bar that implies halftime. The BPM stays the same, but the pattern breathes differently, and it creates that time stretch illusion that feels like the floor just shifted. Workflow tip. Color code these so you can play them live without thinking. Green for safe and clean, orange for fills, red for chaos. That's not just aesthetics, that is live performance safety. Now add clip modulation. This is the Live 12 performance sauce. Open each MIDI clip and go to envelopes. You can automate device parameters directly if they're exposed, or you can map the rack macros to MIDI and automate MIDI CC, depending on your setup. In practical terms, automate these moves. Filter sweep during the last quarter bar of a phrase. Roll speed only for the final eighth note, so it feels like punctuation. Crunch up slightly on fills, not constantly. A DJ-friendly phrasing rule. Every 8 bars, do a small modulation. Every 16 bars, do a bigger fill. That keeps energy moving without sounding random. Now, optional but vary session. Follow actions. Select your variation clips. Enable follow actions in clip view. And set a follow action time like 2 bars. Then set actions like next at 50% and other at 50%. The result is controlled evolution. It stays quantized. It stays musical, but it doesn't repeat the same 2 bars forever. One more advanced trick here. Legato. If you turn legato on when launching variation clips, the phrase position can keep running instead of restarting at bar 1. That means you can swap the paint on top of the groove without resetting the timeline. It's a secret weapon for breaks, because it feels like one continuous drummer getting more excited, rather than a bunch of loops restarting. Now we'd lay it out like a DJ tool in arrangement, or in session scenes, depending on how you like to perform. Here's a simple arrangement template. Intro, 16 bars. Clean amen, high pass filter slowly opening. Groove, 32 bars. Alternate straight and push variations. Fill points every 16. Stutter fill plus a quick verb throw. Pre-drop, 8 bars. Filter sweep down plus reverse teaser. Drop, 32 to 64. Sections moving from clean into crunch. Then back to clean for contrast. If you prefer session view, build scenes instead of a linear song. Intro loop, groove a slash B. Pre-drop tension. drop clean to crunch, and a fill bank of 1 bar clips. Name scenes with bar count so launching becomes muscle memory. Now resampling. This is how you turn performance into a personal library. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now play your clip grid and perform your macros. Do one or two takes. Then listen back and grab the best 1 bar or 2 bar moments. Consolidate them, warp them, and save them as one-shot fill clips you can trigger anytime. And here's a next level move. Resample, then slice again. Take your best resampled fill, slice it to a drum rack again, and now you're rechopping your own performance into second generation DJ tools. This is how people end up with signature edits that nobody else has. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Wrong downbeat. Fix warp markers first, always. Mistake 2. Beat repeat all the time. If it's constant, it stops being special. Use it like punctuation. Mistake 3. Too much low end in the break. High pass around 30 to 60 so your sub owns the bottom. Mistake 4. Width too early. Keep your core break fairly mono and widen fills or tops instead. Mistake 5. No velocity variation. Jungle groove lives in dynamics. Ghost notes are not optional if you want it to roll.